Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Ben Crenshaw, you have been busy. Oh, my goodness. I have such a wonderful show lined up, and it includes Steve Pike. And he's the award-winning journalist. He follows around the world, you know, all the latest golf course openings. And I know that you're a part of several. This is really exciting. So Steve's going to be on the show. Oliver Oliquiano, Island Pacific Golf Academy. He's going to be on Tom Freestone, Director of Golf Operations, Hokuala on Kauai. And Mark Rolfing's going to kick it off. NBC Golf Channel analyst, commentator. Can't wait to get it straight from Mark Rolfing. Now, today, partly sunny, breezy, scattered showers, windward of Mauka, isolated showers, leeward side, high about 88, 83 to 88, depends where you are. Easterly winds 15 to 25 miles per hour, and then tonight, mostly cloudy, some rain again. Sunday, mostly cloudy, scattered showers. So if you're going to get out on the golf course, the winds have calmed down somewhat. Now they're 15 to 25, 15 to 20, depending on how your game is, you know. There's a wind advisory in effect for the Big Island still until 6 this morning. So it should be done already. It's 7. Okay, so that was for Saturday for portions of the lower elevations. And they're going to have a partly sunny day. Breezy, windward, numerous showers, isolated thunderstorms. All right, leeward, scattered showers through the day. And we've got tee times for you, speaking of playing a round of golf. Mm-hmm. Yes, Volcano Golf Club. There's an 832, 924, 1048. Pele's crew is out playing a round of golf. May you all hit the sweet spot every time. And that goes for you astronomers, you scientists at Makalei playing at 8, well, you're playing today. If you listening, would like to play, there's an 850, a 936, and an 1108 at Makalei. Poipu has a 930, 1020, 1150. There is at Hokuala an 845, a 1034, and an 1112. Pearl at Kalaoau has an 848, 920, 1010. The Wind Talkers are playing at Turtle Bay, 8:30, 9:30, 10:44. Those are some openings if you'd like to play. Wailea Gold, 11:40, 12:30. Emerald, 1:10, 1:30, 1:40. The better half, yes, go girls. They're out. And the Blue Course has an 11 o'clock, an 11:20, and a 12 o'clock. At Maui Nui, there's a 908 and a 1010 and an 1120. And the Lost Boys, they're normally on the Big Island. Now they're lost on Maui. Poor babies. Okay, I'm sure their golf balls won't get lost. All right, we're going to get back with Mark Rolfing right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Host of The Golf Club.
Brought to you by the Newtown Driving Range. Warm up before your round or wind down after work. The Newtown Driving Range, operated by the Casey Nakama Golf Group. Good golf, good food, and great fun. The Aloha Section PGA. Teach your kids to play golf, the game that lasts forever. Aloha Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips. In Evilay, next to Costco Gas, and in Waipahu. And teaching pro Claude Brousseau at the Wailea Golf Academy Maui.
The Golf Club.
On 101.1.
Mark Rolfing, Golf Channel, NBC Sports, golf commentator, analyst, member Hawaii Golf Hall of Fame, member DePaul University Hall of Fame, and he heads Rolfing Sports, a sports management and consulting company. He's founder and president of the Chicago Parks Golf Alliance. The organization focuses on promoting affordable public golf, expanding youth programs in the Chicago Park District's Jackson Park, South Shore golf courses. And he serves as a golf ambassador for MD Anderson Cancer Center, advocating for sun safety, put that sunscreen on, and cancer prevention within the golf community. Welcome into the clubhouse, Mark.
Good morning, Danielle. How's everybody out in the islands today?
We're faring much better. It's not quite as breezy. It was blowing, tried to open up your car door. Watch out.
Let's make sure that red flag warning doesn't really take too too strong effect today.
Yes.
I know you got some tough conditions out there.
Yeah, yeah. It's just been like, okay, it's cooler. It's cooler. It's not as hot. This is all right. High wind. You're fine. And where are you?
I am in Montana and just kind of taking it easy up here right now and getting ready to head back to Hawaii in a couple of weeks and try to make some sense of everything that's going on out there right now.
Well, that's kind of like what we'd like to get into with you because, you know, with everything that's gone on Maui, with the water situation, the drought, the irrigation situation, the flume, as it were, that, you know, was delivering water all broken up and never repaired, and the brown course. And finally, the PGA Tour said, nope, we're not going to be able to play. No kidding. So they went about looking for another place, from what I understand. Could you pick it up from there?
Yeah, they really ran out of time. PGA Tour did a good job. They uncovered a number of potential possibilities, and I was involved in some of those discussions, obviously, with my relationship with Century. But the fact was, you know, this all happened so late in the year. It didn't have to wait that long. We were aware there was going to be a water problem, you know, early on in the year. And, you know, to wait all the way until August and September to really see how bad it was the big mistake. Now, having said that, there just wasn't enough time to create a new option. And I think everybody agreed that the most important thing for us to do and really think about now is how do we ensure that Kapalua will be on the schedule for 2027?
Mm-hmm.
That is a big, big question. And I can tell you this, my opinion is, if we don't get the water solved, the water problem solved, it will not be on the schedule. That has got to be the number one priority in terms of getting that thing solved. And I think it's going to have to go straight to the governor. And I think what he really ought to do is get the two people, Maui Land and Pine and Mr. Yanai from TY Corporation, in the room and close the door and say, we're not opening this and going out until this is solved.
Wow. Yeah. Well, you know, the bottom line is water is scarce, you know, and is there a way to water a golf course without using as much water as they used to? How's that?
Yeah, there certainly is. Look, there's plenty of water, really, if you think about it. On Maui, the Pu'ukukshui watershed, which is up on the top of the West Maui Mountains, a 9,000-acre dedicated area, by Colin Cameron years and years ago, you know, there's plenty of rain up there. It rains 200 inches a year up there. So it's not so much the water or lack of it. It's the delivery system. That system that delivers the water down the side of the mountain basically has been in existence for over 100 years and hasn't really been repaired and kept up to the standards that it needs to be kept up to. And so that has got to get solved. And I think it can be, and even Mr. Yanai from TY Corporation has indicated he'd be willing to help pay for that kind of situation. But now there's litigation involved, and when you get lawyers and everybody involved like that, it just makes it that much more cumbersome. So I think it's time for the governor to really step in and say, we've got to get this thing solved, because if they don't, I think the future is going to be pretty slim in terms of having the PGA Tour agree to play there in what's going to be, 14 months from now? It's January 2027.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to come fast. And just so you know, when there is a delivery system for water and it's breaking down, you know, it's degenerating, the water gets wasted on its way down that in that system. So if there's holes in it, there's a place where it's come apart, all of the water that's traveling, a lot of it gets just washed off to the side. So that in and of itself is a big issue. And that's why that whole system I always want to call it the flume, which is what used to be the name of the water delivery systems in the islands. It needs to be repaired. It needs to be fixed so that the water inside that delivery system stays there and we don't have the waste on the way down the mountainside. So, there's got to be ways for us to do this smart, get it done right, and be able to go ahead with the century in 2027. It seems like the folks at Century are committed to Hawaii and would love to have that happen.
Well, they absolutely would, but there are a number of different challenges that Hawaii is facing, not the least of which now is the Sony Open and the question as to whether Sony is going to re-up their sponsorship. Their tournament is now less than 80 days away, and Sony's contract is up after this tournament, and this is the first time that I can remember in years, Daniel, where they haven't re-upped well in advance of a tournament. And so they are not saying much of anything. I think they're waiting to see probably what is going to happen with Century. But, you know, if we're not careful here, we could lose both of those events. And if you think about it, when we made the decision to move the start of the PGA Tour schedule to Hawaii with back-to-back events, that was in 1999. And if you look at the world of golf back then, 25 years ago, there was no indoor golf league with Tiger Woods and Rory McIlroy. There was not a whole series of big events in the Middle East in January. It was all, you know, the Tournament of Champions in San Diego, you know, or the Bob Hope Chrysler Classic, which was the first full field event. And it was pretty simple back then. But it's complicated now, and there's a lot going on. I still believe the PGA Tour would like to be in Hawaii, and I know there's a number of players that want to play in Hawaii. But it's just nobody is on the same page in terms of the overall discussion right now. And we have to get that on track right away.
I understand. And the governor would be the person who could bring them all together and get them to sit down and have a conversation. I get that very clearly. It's kind of, I mean, it's cool for the Sony to be, you know, the Sony Open in Hawaii to be the opening event of the PGA Tour season again this year like it was so many years ago.
I think it is, but I'll tell you what's going to be really important, Danielle, is that Hawaii puts their best foot forward with this Sony Open. Even if this were to end up being the last one, which would be, I can't imagine. That would just be devastating for everybody in Hawaii. But the fact is now it's the first event of the year. That hasn't happened in quite a while. And the difficulty is that a lot of the players now are living in Florida for a variety of reasons. So they're coming from a long way away, number one. Number two, they've been off for 4 or 5 weeks. There's an off season now over the holidays. And so they need a place to practice when they come to Hawaii. Typically, they would have been, you know, at Century, let's say, or, you know, some of the guys on various neighbor islands staying at some of the bigger resorts and practicing. But now the first event is going to be Sony. And when you think about it, that's complicated by the fact that the first day of the Sony Open, Monday of tournament week, there's a pro-am on the course. So what, are you going to tell a bunch of guys that they had to wait 4 or 5 weeks and then they can't play on the first day of tournament week? There's got to be a lot of accommodations made. And you know, everybody has to really roll up their sleeves and say, we got to make this really attractive if we want a field to come out here and play in this tournament.
Absolutely. And when you talk about the guys being disappointed, a lot of guys are very disappointed. They really look forward to coming here. And if there's somebody thinking, well, it's just a golf, it generates so much tourist traffic for us during that period, generates so much income for us. We have our visitor industry is woefully it's not doing what it used to be. The engine is not pumping what it used to do in dollars. And we made that our number one industry when we said, sugar, pine, whatever. We're going with the visitor industry. That's going to be our moneymaker. Well, it's not anymore. So this is one of the many main factors that make coming to Hawaii very cool. Come, let's go see them play, and then we'll go play golf courses. And that's why all of this is really being discussed. And it's as someone said, back to the guys, you know, when you're talking about where they're going to practice, there aren't very many places that can hold back the players who hit over 300 yards. Is that what their average is nowadays, in this world?
Yeah, I mean, it's just amazing how far they're hitting the ball, especially these young kids. You know, everything is about swing speeds, and the speeds they're generating is just incredible. And I know, you know, what the demand is, because I get a lot of phone calls, as you can imagine, from PGA Tour players that want to play other courses on Oahu or go to other driving ranges. The Alawai driving range isn't even open now, for crying out loud. So there just are limited facilities. And, you know, it's almost like we're saying, I don't know, if guys don't come, no big deal. Well, it is a really big deal, and we have to do whatever we can to make it attractive. And I think one of the things that's going to be critical here, Danielle, is that the players that love Hawaii for what it is are true friends that have been coming for years and years. Jordan Spieth comes to mind first to me. They're the ones that need to start speaking up and talk about how important it is to continue playing PGA Tour golf in Hawaii.
Oh, nice. Yes, that very nice. Well, Mark Rolfing, we're going to, of course, stay in touch. And you've got the inside track, and I'd love to hear from you. But I wanted to kind of transition, because Keegan Bradley actually talked about how he feels after the loss, the Ryder Cup loss. And I'm sure you read or heard what he had to say.
Yeah, I did. You know, I'm a little bit shocked he waited that long. I didn't like the idea of Keegan being the captain really from the beginning, because he's an active player, and I felt strongly like he was going to be a top 10 or certainly top 20 player in the world when the Ryder Cup came along. And I think he was put into an extremely difficult position by the PGA of America. And it didn't work. And, you know, the whole thing was clouded over by the tremendous difficulty that some of the fans were causing, particularly for the European players in New York. So it was certainly not my favorite Ryder Cup, and one where now everybody's saying, well, should we give Keegan Bradley another chance? I don't know whether we should specifically talk about that or not, but what I do know is that we need a new plan. And I think, you know, in 2016, they created a Ryder Cup task force. That worked temporarily, a victory at Hazeltine that year in the Ryder Cup. But after that, it really didn't work. And I think the whole thing needs to be relooked at, and we need to create some sort of a Team USA concept. And frankly, I'm not really sure the PGA of America, you know, is capable of handling that big of an operation right now. My thought is they are really, really good at what they do, running the Aloha section along with 40 other sections around America.
Right.
And maybe it's time for the Ryder Cup to have a different, you know, sort of look in terms of management.
Keegan, I just wanted to also bring up a quote, okay? You win, he's talking about the Ryder Cup, you win, it's glory for a lifetime. You lose, it's, I'm going to have to sit with this for the rest of my life. There's no part of me, he said, that thinks I'll ever get over this. The event has been so brutal to me, I don't know if I want to play. No, I do. He quickly corrected himself. It's such a weird thing to love something so much that just doesn't give you anything. You put so much into it. You have all this planning, and the first 2 days went poorly, as poorly as we could have thought. And, you know, it was pretty emotional. So he goes, I would really enjoy playing in one more. I don't know if I'll get the chance, you know. And so it's like, obviously, he's in pain.
Well, you know, if you take a look, I was involved with him at two Ryder Cups that were both highly painful. The first one being Medina in Chicago in 2012, and then Glenn Eagles in Scotland in 2014, and both of them turned out badly. And, you know, he still hasn't unpacked his travel bag from Medina after they coughed up a big lead the Americans did there on Sunday and lost that Ryder Cup. And so, yeah, he's a highly emotional, pretty high-strung guy anyway. I like him. And I think he did a decent job getting the team together. I don't think he did a very good job in terms of controlling the crowd and creating the right messaging. That was all so way over the top that I wish he would have calmed it down starting earlier in the week, but didn't. But look, the Americans are going to come back. There's no question about it. And I think if you want to really consider what's going to happen in 2027 in Ireland, I think it's Tiger Woods' job, if he wants it, to be the Ryder Cup captain. So that's my thought on that.
He should have recovered from his surgery by then. My goodness, that man. I don't know. I'm glad he's got enough, you know, kala to take care of every need he has. I got a question asked, and this was brought up, too. I was watching one of the shows on Golf Channel. European teams versus U.S. teams. Is there a better relationship on the European side? Are they more like a family, more connected, one for all for one, sort of, than on the U.S. side?
I think so. I think so. But it starts, Danielle, really with the organization and the management itself. And the big difference is in Europe, the DP World Tour runs the Ryder Cup. In America, the PGA Tour does not run the Ryder Cup. It's the PGA of America. And so the PGA of America only has a few tournaments a year. They don't have an entire schedule to work around creating the best possible scenario to win a Ryder Cup. And that's all the Europeans think about. And so their structure, their system is a lot tighter knit. And the Ryder Cup just means so much to them. They put everything they have into it. When you hear players being introduced from Europe over there, all that's being referred to is their Ryder Cup records. In fact, it wouldn't even say that Padraig Harrington maybe had won three major championships. They would say how many times he had played in the Ryder Cup or how many Ryder Cup points he had won or, he had captained the Ryder Cup.
Yes.
That's the way they view it.
Wow. Okay. Now, we love the PGA of America. PGA Tour, two separate entities, but when it comes to the Ryder Cup, the PGA Tour does have more experience, and therefore, I would imagine the players have more faith in the decision-making with a group of people they've worked with a long time, so they kind of get more at ease and more comfortable, and they know that everything's going to be handled, and there are no questions. And that...
And the PGA of America, Danielle, has done a tremendous job over the years of creating what is now the most compelling event in golf, I think, the Ryder Cup.
Yep.
And they should be rewarded for all the hard work the PGA of America has done. But it is a role in terms of the management and the oversight that I think should not be controlled totally by the PGA of America and the PGA Tour. And sort of the global golf scene that they are creating now with that organization should be involved. They're not really involved, the PGA Tour, and I think it's time to probably get them involved.
Right on. Who is this Brian Rolapp guy? He's not a guy.
Well, he is a very, very powerful executive. He came from the NFL. I knew him briefly, not really too well, but when I dealt with Roger Goodell when I was negotiating the Pro Bowl deal for Hawaii for all those years when I was with the HTA. And so I understand the way Rolapp thinks. His big thing is creating scarcity. He wants to create scarcity because he believes where there's scarcity, that creates demand. And if you look at the NFL and how successful they've been, one of the reasons is they only play 17 games a year. And you know, they don't have an overflowing schedule where there's more tournaments than there are dates, actually. And so that's one of my concerns for Hawaii going forward, as to, is there going to be some attrition in the PGA Tour schedule? I think there is.
Okay. All right. And any thoughts on what needs to change, PGA Tour? Billy Horschel was going to town on it.
No, you know, the PGA Tour is becoming like the rest of the leagues now. You know, they were the only organization that was a not-for-profit until this past year. And now with this whole new administration and new setup, it is a for-profit organization. The tournaments themselves, like the Sony Open, which is owned and operated by Friends of Hawaii Charities, is a not-for-profit. But the organization is now just like the NFL or Major League Baseball or the NBA or the NHL. They are all for-profit organizations.
Right on. Okay. Yeah. And Billy Horschel, his hip, he says, is healthy. And I like him. He's kind of a fun, serious, emotional guy.
Talk about the Ryder Cup. He's a guy I'd love to have on a Ryder Cup team because he is a tough dude. And you don't want to be playing a Ryder Cup match. I don't think that really means something against a guy like Billy Horschel. But, you know, could he go his entire career and not make another Ryder Cup team? Yeah, I think he could.
Yeah, okay. Anything you'd like to bring up? It's so much fun talking with you. I hate to let you go.
No, I hate to go, too. But you got a great lineup of guests, and I will be looking forward to being back out in the islands in a couple weeks.
Awesome. I can't wait to talk to you again. Thank you. Mark Rolfing. Aloha.
Aloha.
All right. Just so you know, PGA Tour, the tournaments that are on, there's the Bank of Utah Championship, Black Desert Resort, $6 million. The winner gets $1,350. Last year, Matt McCarty took that home. We've got the Worldwide Technology Championship in Los Cabos, Mexico, Butterfield Bermuda Championship, Royal Port Golf Course in Southampton, Bermuda, and the RSM Classic Sea Island Golf Club, Sea Island Course, or Seaside Course, rather, St. Simons Island, Georgia. Everybody wants to have a PGA Tour event. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
And want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
Hey, it's Aloha Power's week-long sale. It's time to retire those big box tools. Maybe they've been around for 40 years. Maybe Dad, you know, and now you, and maybe some of them. Maruyama is on sale for 25% off. You want to take advantage of this because it doesn't go on sale every year. Riding and walking mowers, chainsaws, weed whackers, trimmers, you name it, lots more. We have service, parts, accessories for every rider. From home to commercial size, you just mow it, you blow it, you bag it, and done. Get what you need. It's Aloha Power Equipment, Iwile, next to the Costco gas station, and in Waipahu.
Hey, Mark Rolfing here. The First Tee Hawaii is a nonprofit organization that helps kids build character, confidence, and life skills through golf. And we need volunteers like you to coach our next generation of golfers. No matter your skill level, our free coach training gives you tools to mentor kids. We have locations on all the islands, and enrollment is open now for our Level 1 Coach Certification. Call 808-500-1515.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box, see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come, join the aloha at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
what's a great way to shape up your golf? Polish your swing at the Newtown Golf Driving Range, located in Iaea. Stop by to warm up before your round, or wind down after work and hit a few balls. Enjoy great food from our popular Newtown Cafe, and check out the Asau Golf Shop for the most up-to-date golf equipment and club repairs. The Newtown Driving Range, operated by the Casey Nakama Golf Group. Good golf, good food, and good fun.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
And you know, the LPGA is in Seoul, Republic of Korea. The Sweden team played the world team in the final session of four ball matches on Saturday. It's Hanwha Life Plus International Crown that's being played. Sweden needed to sweep their matches to get a spot in the semifinals. The world team needed just a half point to move on to Sunday play in the Republic of Korea. Take a look at what transpired. I mean, it was just incredible. You got to go online or go to Golf Channel. I was watching on Golf Channel, but I that was very, very early in the morning. So the final day is tomorrow. And we'll be able to watch it here. Nelly Korda is playing beautifully. She was not in the session I was able to watch. The Team USA, Angel Yin, Yalimi No, Lilia Vu, Lauren Collin. Team Japan was Ryo Takeda, Miyu Yamashita, Awaka Furue, and Mao Saigo. The world team is, you'll see it here, Charlie Hull, Brooke Henderson, Wei-Ling Xu and Lydia Ko. And Australia is Hannah Green, Minji Lee, Stephanie Curacao. I hope I'm pronouncing your name right, Stephanie, and Grace Kim. So they're all playing. And right now, the U.S. team, which we didn't hear. Oh, well, the U.S. team is right there. Okay, I did mention it. The U.S. team was like four up and everybody else was winning by, you know, two times. So just check it out. Sometimes it gets a little confusing because of the format. We're not always accustomed to this type of format, but it's so much fun watching the women hit the shot and placement on the green and putting and all that stuff. And you just learn so much. But you'll learn a lot more if you go take a lesson with Tom Freestone, PGA. He is now the general manager, Ocean Course at Hokuala on Kauai. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Hey, thank you so much, Danielle. Always good to be on your show. Thank you very much for the invite.
Oh, absolutely. So, you must have heard some of the conversation with Mark Rolfing about the importance of golf tournaments being played here in Hawaii, to the economy of Hawaii, and your long-term view of the Hawaii golf industry. What's your take?
Absolutely. I mean, just to kind of hit something personal there, I grew up in Alaska, and everything that Mark Rolfing, Gary Planos, and Craig Williamson, and everybody back at Kapalua in those days that fought so hard to put together a PGA Tour tournament there at Kapalua, that was hope for me in Alaska in January. Oh, wow. Negative 20 degree weather, darkness till 11 o'clock in the morning. Mark Rolfing's voice brought me back to, Hawaii, Kauai, Maui, those feelings of just that warm tropical air and the beautiful views of Hawaii, and golf was hope. And that's what drove me to wanting to be a PGA professional out in the Aloha section.
Wow.
My mentor in Alaska somehow ended up there, and from Kapalua. So wow. He taught me through kind of the history of Kapalua and all the impact of the PGA professionals there, and the care and the aloha of all the group there to make that stop for the Aloha PGA or the PGA Tour professional was something that is very, very special. And, you know, that's something that I bring with our team for our collegiate events. We have two. We're lucky to host the Rainbow Wahine Invitational just last week.
Yeah.
And in February, we host the John A. Burns, one of the longest standing collegiate golf tournaments in the U.S. And it is fantastic to watch these collegiate players in competition on our golf course, which we spend the entire year just preparing the golf course to get it in the best tournament shape we can for these players. And it is, you know, there's something special about the collegiate game. You know, it's changed a little bit with the NIL money and everything, but there's such an appreciation when you welcome these players in with the Aloha spirit, because it's not normal for them to come to a golf course and have that welcoming experience always. Sometimes, you know, especially the ladies tournaments, you know, they're not, you know, always like the golf course owners are providing the golf course at, you know, normally a reduced cost and could probably make some other revenue out there right now in the way the game is. So I think it's something unique and something special that we have, that we offer out here in Hawaii, is that, you know, beautiful, maintained all year round golf with the Aloha spirit through our teams. And it's something that our team focuses on, and something that I share with our team always, is make sure we welcome these players. Make sure that, you know, we're fired up about having this championship here at the golf course.
Yeah, show your appreciation. And I think, you know, anytime you do that, you create friends. You know, it's huge. And sometimes we get so wrapped up in what we're doing, you know, the day-to-day stuff. You kind of have a little frown. You don't mean to, but you do. You know, that's where the smiles come in. And they're genuine. There's no question about it, because the people who come here are so thrilled to be here. They're thrilled to be playing here. You were talking a little bit, when we talk about the golf industry in Hawaii, the long-term view, with the collegiate teams that come over and compete here, they want to go back to Hawaii. They want to come back to Hawaii. You know, just it's wonderful. But you were also...
Well, it's...
Yes.
Yeah, with that too, I mean, a lot of the times, you know, you... with social media and how that works, with the engagement of the different sports information directors of all these schools, by showcasing and doing a good job at capturing content while the players are out there, we're able to share this to the schools directly. They share it out. That gets to their alumni.
Yes.
They see Hawaii. They go, that's where I want to be. And that's how, you know, we can influence a, you know, an entire alumni system to go, you know, when I get some time off, I'm going to go do my leisure travel out in Hawaii and play some good golf.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. It totally makes sense to me. Hey, you're a member of the Callaway staff. You're actually in the Hall of Fame. This is Tom Freestone, PGA General Manager, Ocean Course, Hokuala. You're in the in Callaway's Hall of Fame.
Well, you know, that was quite a bit of a surprise in March. I was asked to join an event for Callaway in March, and I didn't really know what it was. I was brought in with about 25 other PGA professionals across the U.S., and We were greeted by the entire Callaway staff at headquarters in Carlsbad, and walked in, and a banner dropped down and said, "Welcome to Callaway Hall of Fame."
Wow.
And all of our names were up on the banner, and it's pretty special. And, you know, then you get a deeper dive into the Callaway Ohana. And I do call it an Ohana because there's so many long-term employees that are all working together on these amazing projects for, you know, this beautiful sport of golf. And, it was a fantastic experience and just a wonderful appreciation for the relationship between a staff professional like myself and, you know, the guys that are tweaking golf clubs for these PGA yes. Tour players to make it go, you know, half a degree less at impact, right?
Yeah. And that's
pretty amazing.
That is amazing. After you were treated to a round of golf and then a deep dive into the company's history and pushing the limits of accuracy with dispersion ratios, dimple patterns, balanced cores, and upcoming AI technology. So I'm curious, how is AI technology going to work in golf? Did they get into that?
Well, yeah, absolutely. So, you know, you just, as it is all physics, you start throwing some ideas around and you're working with these AI computers that trying to optimize these wonderful concepts. Uh-huh. But, you know, the beautiful thing about AI is you can have an idea and with a little tenacity and the right prompts, you can actually figure out the how-to create that idea. And that's what Callaway's doing with their 10X AI faces so that they can create more hotspots across the space, tighten up the dispersions on off-centered hits. What we don't maybe realize as we used to always try to hit the 3-wood off the tee on a narrow hole because, you know, it was a safer play. Well, now the driver with all the, you know, tightened dispersion is actually can become a more accurate club than your driver. And that's where you've seen some of these mini drivers pop up.
Wow, yes.
Because there's a little bit tighter dispersion.
Wow.
For the players. And, it truly is awesome, you know, especially for the average golfer, because it truly is making it a lot more fun to play the game when you can find your ball a little more often.
Yeah, that definitely makes it more fun.
Yeah.
You also earned low PGA member status following your 4-day finish at the 2025 Mid-Pacific Open on Oahu. That, wow. You must have been thrilled finding your ball.
Yeah, I think that's something that's important is as a PGA member, I still get fired up about playing competitive golf.
Yeah.
I mean, as those things came around and, you know, really the long-term look at the game too is the PGA Tour is tightening up the avenues to get onto the tour, right? We're seeing less Monday qualifiers.
Yes.
We're seeing, you know, less opportunities for sponsorship exemptions for you know, maybe not players with status and everything. And, you know, I think you got to have that in the framework just so that kid that's watching golf on TV feels like there's an avenue to go give it a try. I mean, that's one of the beautiful things about our game is it's merit-based. And if you allow for these qualifiers and these opportunities to, you know, give it a shot, you know, I truly think you strengthen the game. And I'm looking at the Bank of Utah Championship. They're at Black Desert. Fantastic property. Just something just blending, you know, a little bit of what feels like the Big Island with, you know, Utah golf with the painted red mountains.
Yes, and I saw that. Yes.
You've got, I'm looking at the names up there, and I see players like Hayden Buckley and Braden Thornberry, and I go back to hosting them at the Warrior Wave Invitational up at Princeville Mackay. And I know how good these players are because I got to watch them coming up through the college ranks, and I'm rooting for them. You know, these are great, great, great golfers. They quite haven't got up into that top 100 on the PGA Tour yet, but they're gonna make it. And you know, they've threatened a few tournaments in the past, but I really am. I'm rooting for one of those guys this week to climb up the leaderboard today. So we'll see what happens.
Right on. That's cool. Thank you. Tom Freestone, PGA General Manager, Ocean Course at Hokuala. Under Freestone's leadership, the Ocean Course at Hokuala, the teaching staff there, they have lessons for keiki through seniors, including programming from the Aloha Section PGA, First Tee Hawaii, Operations 36, Indigo Golf Partners, Troon, everything. So get in touch with Tom Freestone, PGA General Manager. Take a vacation. Go to Kauai.
Absolutely. Yeah. We had a huakai program with Hawaiian Airlines in the fall, so you could have come over there at an awesome, awesome special rate. We'll probably work on something else with them.
Awesome.
So stay tuned on the huakai program.
Awesome.
And then along with that, you know, Hokuala Golf Adventures is the name of our golf academy because we want it to be fun. We don't want it to be school. So come on out. Hokuala Golf Adventures has all sorts of different instructional programs. Hall of Famer Kelly Hines was inducted to the Kauai Hall of Fame for her impact on golf. And she was the first woman director of golf in the Aloha Section history, and she's our director of instruction and fantastic instructor.
Fantastic. And you're fantastic, Tom. Thanks for being inside the clubhouse with us.
Thank you, Danielle. Always a pleasure, and I look forward to our next adventure.
Wonderful.
Aloha.
Aloha. All right, we're going to come back. Steve Pike, Pike's Peaks, Spike on Golf and HawaiiTravel.com. He covers luxury travel, golf, culinary arts, cruising, sports business. I bet you he does a lot of that, you know, like cruising. Spike's Peaks, the art of travel, like peeking in. All right, we're going to explore the world of golf and travel for more than 33 years. Well, maybe we won't go into it all in depth, but we're going to talk about some of the brand new golf courses that are opening up right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamila Road on the Everside. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliance signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home with need a gift for that special someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Hoipu Bay golf gift certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mailed to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift, where great golf is played every day at Hoipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
What does your company sell? Do you provide a service, fill a need, sell insurance or real estate, or that must-have new car? Become a sponsor of Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show. We reach a pure target audience of business owners. Let us help you. We have affordable rates and it's easy to do. Just email rick@radiogolfclub.com or call Rick at 808-220-1000. Reach the people like you who are too busy running their business. That's rick@radiogolfclub.com or call 808-220-1000.
Hey, Mark Rolfing here. The First Tee Hawaii is a nonprofit organization that helps kids build character, confidence, and life skills through golf. And we need volunteers like you to coach our next generation of golfers. No matter your skill level, our free coach training gives you tools to mentor kids. We have locations on all the islands, and enrollment is open now for our Level 1 Coach Certification. Call 808-500-1515.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
All right, Steve Pike, like in Spike. Spike's Golf and Travel, and you can find him at spikeongolfandtravel.com. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Hi, Danielle. How are you?
I'm good. I know we've got I'm sorry. We've got so much to talk about because I can't believe how many brand new golf courses are coming online. This is amazing. And, you know, Ben Crenshaw, Rodeo Dunes. Tell us about Rodeo Dunes, the new golf destination, Sand Valley Resort. Is that correct?
Well, that was, Rodeo Dunes is on the Front Range. It's about slightly less than an hour from Denver, from downtown Denver. It's a Coren Crenshaw course, one of probably six courses that's going to be designed and built out over the years by Michael Kaiser. So the first course there, it's got 11 or 12 holes open now, for Founders play is what they call it. It'll be open probably for pure public play, maybe in a year or so.
Wow.
So we'll still count that as, you know, as 2026.
Okay.
But that's a, you know, that's a major, you know, anytime you get something with Michael Kaiser's name on it, you know, that's always big news. But there's a couple other ones on the southeast that are opening up in the next few weeks. One is Great Dunes at Jekyll Island, which is Brian Ross and Jeff Stein's renovation of a Walter Travis course that Travis originally built nine holes in 1927. And it's just a classic Renaissance golf design. Classic golf course design from the 1920s.
Wow.
You know, the golden age of
Yes.
golf course design.
It's Yes.
Lots of sand, lots of wind. It will really elevate Jekyll Island back into prominence as a golf resort, golf destination. And if you go up about an hour and a half up the coast to Sea Pines Resort in Harbortown, in about 3 weeks or so, the Davis Love, the third renovation of Harbortown Golf League's Pete Dye's classic course that helped put Pete on the map and Jack Nicklaus, too, 50-some-odd years ago. That will open in about 3 weeks, I think. So they did a lot of work underground with irrigation and that sort of thing. And they, you know, redid all the tee boxes and enlarged the greens back to their original sizes. So what I think you're going to see there is Harbortown Golf Links. It's going to be, you know, quality golf, and it was already quality golf, but it's going to be great golf all year round for people who want to go to Hilton Head and to Sea Pines.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, yeah. And then there's Grand Dunes, Myrtle Beach. Is there something going on there?
Well, Grand Dunes was redesigned, I believe, last year.
Ah.
But I think you might be confusing that with Great Dunes.
Okay. Sorry about that.
Great Dunes is on Jekyll Island.
Yes. Okay. Okay. But Pinehurst, I can't believe there's a number 11.
Number 11, yes. Number 11 is the Corin Crenshaw course that was originally supposed to be number 10, but because of time restrictions and everything, Tom Doak was able to come in and do Sandmines number 10.
Ah.
And the original routing that Corin Crenshaw did now probably 12 or 13 years ago, which was supposed to be number 10, is now moved to number 11 to become number 11, and that'll be open probably next fall. So it's always good to have a new Pinehurst course in the mix.
Yes, absolutely. Can't get enough, you know, at beers. Does that get crowded, Pinehurst?
Well, number 10 and number 11 and number 9 and 8 and 7 are off of Pinehurst Resort property, the original Pinehurst Resort property. So, yes, the entire Pinehurst area is getting crowded now with the USGA Museum and the USGA headquarters, and then you have all the other resorts, that are around there, too, Southern Pines and the other ones. So it's getting to be pretty crowded, but they do a really good job of managing all of it.
Fantastic. That's what's important, management. people don't realize it's crowded.
they do a good job there. If you can figure out all of the circles, because everything in Pinehurst is with a traffic circle and not stoplights. If you can figure all that out, you're in pretty good shape.
Roundabouts.
Roundabout. That's correct. That's the right phrase.
Yes, round and round and round we go. Yes, whoops, we lost.
The same as in Scotland. If you can figure those out while driving on the wrong side of the road, you're doing pretty good.
Yes. Then you've also got in, but you didn't give me much in the specifics, so I am probably going to butcher the names of these. Maybe not the last one. Curaclo?
Curaclo. Yes. Curaclo is Jason Stark and Dana Fry's course that they're building now south of Dublin. It's part of Ravenport Resort. It's on the ocean there near Curaclo Beach. It's one of the great beaches in all of Scotland. It's actually, or I'm sorry, in Ireland. It's where they filmed the beach landing scene in Saving Private Ryan.
Wow.
And it's going to be, nothing like you've ever seen in Ireland before. It's all kind of got caves around it near the water and of course, all of the sand dunes and all. It's quite a place. It'll open up, I believe, next fall.
Fantastic.
And there's also one back home here in South Florida, Central Florida, two, actually. David McClay Kidd is doing the fourth full-sized course at Streamsong Resort.
Yeah.
And then there's also Jason Strick and Dana Fryer building one called Miaka, which is on the Miaka River just east of Sarasota for a billionaire who has spared no expense in creating all sorts of zoysia grasses and bunkers and bunkering systems and all to build this private golf course outside of Sarasota.
So will anybody else be able to play Miaka, or is it just for the billionaire and his buddies?
It's going to be a private course.
Okay.
It's a private course, and it's next to one that opened last year called Soleta, which is a Nick Price course, which is also around the Miaka River, which, like I said, is also a private course, but it's a terrific course, too. Nick did a great job with it.
Far out. Have you played it?
I have played it, yes. I have played it. It's a lot of fun to play. And I should point out, too, that Miaka Golf Club is Paul Azinger helped Jason and Dana do Miaka Golf Club.
Wow. Well, okay, and this one sounds common. The Commons at Sand Valley.
The Commons is, yes, the Commons is at Sand Valley. The Commons is a Jimmy Craig course. Jimmy Craig was one of the lead shapers and designers for Corn Crenshaw, who have a pretty big list of people who have succeeded. Beyond them.
Yeah.
But Jimmy Craig is also building this. I believe it's going to be the second course at the Rodeo Dunes for Michael Kaiser. But the Commons is a 12-hole course at Sand Valley in central Wisconsin that joins Mammoth Dunes, which is a McClay Kid course, and Sedge Valley, which is a Tom Doak course there.
So the 1920s, the heyday of golf course architecture. Are we kind of in the heyday of golf course building, if not architecture?
I think we are. I think with guys, with people like with Tom Doak and David McClay Kidd and Tripp Davis, who's building a terrific course outside of Athens at the private course for the Cassini brothers, it's called the Rose. I think we're getting there. I think we're definitely in that mix because a lot of those guys like a Tripp Davis, like Tom Doak, they like those old Walter Travis, Seth Rayner designs. In fact, Brian Ross and Jeff Stein, when they were looking to renovate Great Dunes, they went back to the original plans that Walter Travis had to help them renovate Great Dunes. And they went to some of Travis's other courses, famous courses like Garden City out on Long Island, to look to see what he had done there to sort of integrate that back into what they did at Great Dunes. So I think you're seeing, a lot of that. Kyle Franz does a lot of that with Cabot Citrus Farms. Kyle is a disciple of sorts of Donald Ross and George Thomas and Seth Rayner and those classic golf course designers, and he's built those into his courses at the Cabot Citrus Farms, which is up near Brooksville, Florida. So yeah, I think we are there.
Right on. It's really quite wonderful. I was talking to Mark Rolfing earlier, and golf and Hawaii and a destination, we need to embrace and revel in the riches we have through the golf courses that are here. And, it's wonderful being able to bring people to Hawaii because they want to play in the wonderful environment that we have on gorgeous golf courses. What's wrong with that?
And Rolf's first course, it's not Rolf's first course, but, Rolf's course at the plantation course at Kapalua, which was made famous by our...
Kapalua, you mean?
Late great friend at Kapalua.
Yeah.
Yes, which was made famous and helped by our late great friend Gary. That's a classic Corn Crenshaw course. If you want to play Corn Crenshaw courses that are larger than life, and the Rodeo Dunes course is certainly larger than life and bolder than most work that they've done the past few years, which is interesting. The Plantation course at Kapalua is a great introduction into Corn Crenshaw design. It doesn't get a whole lot better than that.
Wow, that's so cool. If only we hadn't had a problem with water this year. We'd have century this year.
But it's going to reopen again in a couple of weeks, so that'll be good.
Yes, this is true. But we won't have the century played here. So, wine.
Right, yeah. But hopefully it'll come back there better than ever.
That's right. That's right.
From a TV point of view, there's not a better place to watch golf than on the plantation course at Kapalua. And one of these days, I plan to eagle 18. I've birdied there, but I've never eagled it. So one of these days, I plan to do that.
Oh, I get to follow you around then, right?
Yeah, sure. Sure, yeah. And don't forget the courses at YOA, because the blue course is one of my favorite courses up there, too.
So. Yes. So when are you coming back to Hawaii, huh? Huh?
Well, we'll get the plantation course back up and running, and I might be out there.
Right on. All right. And then I will follow you around.
Reminds me, if you have another minute.
Yeah, sure. I was afraid I was keeping you because of your 2 o'clock appointment.
No. One of the places I'm most excited about, which is not a new course, but it's a renovation. Brian Curley is renovating the 2 Fazio courses at Pelican Hill out in the Newport Coast in Newport Beach, California. And these courses helped put Fazio on the map in the early 90s. And there's nothing, each course, the north course and the south course, basically each hole has views of the Pacific Ocean.
Mm.
And the most fun time to play either course, particularly the south course, is about 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon, because then you can get done about 7:30, and go to the clubhouse and watch the sunset over the Pacific.
Oh, that's beautiful!
Yeah, it's a great place. It's a great overall resort. And if anybody's ever in Southern California on a buddy trip or just for golf or just to see it, it's fantastic. It's been around now for 30 some odd years. I think the first course opened in 91.
Boy, that's like ancient.
Well, in a way it's ancient, but in a way it's still new. It just sort of depends on how much work you've had done between now and then.
Exactly. Steve Pike. Spike. I love your name.
Thank you.
Yes, and you can find Steve at Spike on golfandtravel.com. He covers luxury travel, golf, of course, culinary art, cruising, the best thing you can do for you and your family, small or large, go on a cruise. Boy, there's nothing that relaxes you more.
Especially yacht cruises.
Yeah. Sports business, Spikes Golf and Travel, Golf One Media, you get everything in here. Exploring the world of golf and travel for more than 33 years. And may there be 33 more. Thank you so much, Steve.
Thank you, Danielle. Talk to you soon.
Excellent. And we're coming back. We are KORL, YNI Honolulu. Oliver Olaquiano is with us, President, CEO, Island Pacific Academy.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
I'm Paul Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghaus, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
It is Aloha Power's week-long celebration. Yes, because we celebrate at Aloha Power Equipment when we've got a sale. You work smarter, you work faster, you work easier with the riding mowers, the walking mowers, the chainsaws, the weed whackers, and a whole lot more, because it's all on sale. You got to check it out. At least go check it out. Maruyama's on sale, 25% off. Maruyama very rarely goes on sale. I don't remember Maruyama going on sale in the last 2 years. Get yours today. Aloha Power Equipment, open Monday through Saturday at Iwile. It's next to the Costco station, I should say, in Iwile. It's next to the Costco gas station. And in Waipahu, Farrington Highway, you're heading west if you're coming from Aiea or town. And you're going to go down past the... Well, you're going to see Aloha Power Equipment because they've got a sign. You know what I think about signs. Yes, go check it out. Aloha Power Equipment's week-long celebration.
What's a great way to shape up your golf?
polish your swing at the Newtown Golf Driving Range located in Iaea. Stop by to warm up before your round or wind down after work and hit a few balls. Enjoy great food from our popular Newtown Cafe and check out the Asau Golf Shop for the most up-to-date golf equipment and club repairs. The Newtown Driving Range, operated by the Casey Nakama Golf Group. Good golf, good food, and good fun. If you want more consistency and more distance in your golf swing, schedule a session with Coach Claude Brousseau, PGA Master and Director of Player Development at the Wailea Golf Academy. He's ranked number one teacher in Hawaii by Golf Digest since 2019 and three-time PGA Teacher of the Year. Claude will simplify your game and make you better. Scratch golfer or just beginning, call Claude at 808-856-9458 or by email, claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com. That's 808-856-9458. And have more fun playing golf.
Man, I thought that was in the cup. It bounced out. I've been robbed. Now, back to the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Oliver Olaquiano, he's president and CEO, Island Pacific Academy. He's U.S. Kids certified, top 50 U.S. Kids golf instructor. He's coach for Kamehameha School's golf team, Kapalama Campus, Titleist Performance Institute certified, PGA Game Changer Award recipient, and the Aloha Section PGA Player Development Award recipient. I'm sorry, I think that's all the time we have. Welcome, Oliver Olaquiano. You're amazing.
Danielle, thank you again. It's a pleasure being on your show. It's a great way to wake up in the morning on Saturdays.
Oh, I'm so glad. I'm so glad. I'm so glad you're here because you do so much. You know, I mean, you do so much, not only for kids, you do it for grown-ups. And you have a wind. Can we just jump into like what you recommend for players who are dealing with what has been blowing in this, you know, the last couple of days, that wind and headwind problem for players?
Yeah, you know, the only thing that can replace, well, there's nothing that can replace playing in the wind other than just going out there and just experiencing it for yourself. There's a lot of people have the challenge of playing in the wind. And if you don't learn how to play it or like learn how to take more clubs and account for the wind, if you're not in the middle of it, then you'll never really get better at it. So, and we got some really great courses out here in Hawaii that has a lot of wind. So, you know, take advantage of it and play it. Because when you go to the mainland and you play some of those courses like in Arizona or Las Vegas and there's no wind at all, it makes you a better player because you got it dialed in.
Yeah. So, yeah, you learn how to play in the wind. That makes everything seem simple.
Yes, yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes, it does. You get the advantage of playing in the wind. And I get a lot of kids that tell me, yeah, you know, we came out there to visit you out there in Hawaii, and we played at some of the courses, and we just could not handle the wind. And that's just inexperience, right?
Wow.
So, you know, their scores get inflated because they're not used to it. I'm talking about college kids and, you know, some of the visiting kids from other high schools from around the world in the United States, and they come and play in Hawaii, and they're like, yeah, we just couldn't figure out how to play Waikabloa, you know, or you know, even Hoakale or Hawaii Prince because the wind was just so hard on us. So
well,
go out there and play.
Yeah, yeah. So you founded the Academy back in 1999. That was the same year we had the century. Isn't that something?
Yeah, I know. It's been a while.
Yeah.
I've gone through a lot of students, and it all started humbly with my after-school enrichment programs where I taught at, we had 31 schools under my belt here on Oahu.
Wow.
And I taught most of them, but I'd go after school, I'd go out there and gather, you know, 10 to 15 kids and put them in a, put them together in the playground or the field and then teach them how to play golf. And that's how it started for me.
Wow.
Kind of humble beginnings before I, you know, expanded the Academy to what it is now.
It is amazing what you've done. I'm not amazing. It's fabulous what you've done. You say that there are many valuable lessons to be taught through the game. I've always thought, you know, like kids learn courtesy, you know, how to behave. tell us from, you know, your instructor position, what are the valuable lessons to be taught through the game of golf, are they?
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of valuable life lessons, you know, including, like you said, respect, being courteous, learning tradition and rules, and following those rules. Just pace of play, you know, just again, being respectful, fixing the course, making sure you leave the course better than when you got there.
Yes.
And just like life, I mean, I've honestly felt like golf is a great game, was a great game for me because golf teaches you how to persevere through some of the challenges that you have on the course. Like, for example, if you hit a shot into the bunker, you got no one to blame but yourself because you hit that shot into the bunker. And the next challenge is now you got to get out. Just like in life. I mean, I have been dealt a lot of bunkers in my life. And I can't say I'm never going to end up in a bunker again because I do end up in bunkers all the time in life and in business. And I just find my way out. And been persevering. It just makes you a stronger person overall. So
I like that.
People a lot of values, good values.
I like the fact that you take what you've experienced in your life and you bring it right into the lesson. Listen, I've been in lots of bunkers. I've gotten myself out, and I'm going to teach you how to stay out. If you don't stay out, I'm going to teach you how to get out.
Yeah. Well, I usually teach my students not to get in the bunker.
Yes.
Stay away from it as much as possible.
Yeah. So our plans for the Academy are to help the children of our community grow, not just with the game, but within themselves. That's something you wrote.
Yes.
I like that.
Within themselves. I mean, to be able to grow. And, you know, us as instructors or coaches, on these kids, and in a good way, you know, they're starting off in life with, you know, with a better chance of success.
Yeah, absolutely. And I like you say what we are. When you use the word we, you've got quite the staff. I didn't realize how, you know, there's Alan Chung, golf instructor, and Don Wilburn, PGA, and the former Aloha Section long drive contest winner 14 times. Andrew Kam, yeah. PGA, Coach Lou Merkel, Lou Merkel, my goodness, you know, Don Wilburn. These are all, and they're all teaching?
They're all teaching. I mean, it got to the point, honestly, where I could only handle so much instruction. And, you know, I've been focusing a lot on U.S. Kids Golf and expanding that aspect of giving kids the opportunity to play golf. So I needed quality instructors, and I tell you, there's probably 200 years of experience on my team.
Uh-huh.
most of it is with Don and Lou. They're a lot older. They're very certified, put it that way.
Yeah.
But even Alex Cromer was an awesome pick. He came over to us from Turtle Bay. I mean, he is TrackMan certified. He's TPI golf certified, and he is amazing with kids. And so I've nominated him. I brought him up, and he's now my director of instruction for the Academy. And he leads the team, and he's doing a phenomenal job doing it.
Fantastic. Now, you know, we're talking so much about children. Do you teach adults?
Yes, we do. Okay. We teach kids of all ages.
Okay.
All ages.
Okay, then I fit in. Because I'm definitely a kid, you know. I mean, there's a kid in all of us, right?
There is. There's a kid in all of us. And what is nice is that I've gotten to the point where I think I've simplified the teaching aspect to where, and I just keep it simple for kids, you know, and there's little forms, and we talk about keeping triangles and making L's with their hands and,
yeah,
and shaft, and just keeping it really simple. But the funny thing is it works for adults too.
Oh,
you know, it works. And if there's, you've got someone who's never played golf before, which I've had lots of adults that just want to take up the game all of a sudden.
Uh-huh.
And I teach them the basic fundamentals using the same philosophies I do with teaching kids. They accelerate and they learn and they actually have fun doing it. Because it's not like I'm just telling them or directing them to do something. It's like, okay, let's have fun doing this. Let's make this triangle and make that ball go, you know, 10 yards or 15 yards, and just, you know, and they have fun doing it.
Yes.
So I keep it in a game format.
Yes, game format. But you know that keep it simple, it applies in radio too. And in fact, I think I was taught KISS, K-I-S-S,
okay,
from our instructors, you know, in college and what have you, in my various classes I was taking at UH. Keep it simple, stupid is what KISS stands,
yeah,
for.
Yeah, keep it simple, stupid.
Yes. See, yeah, that applies in lots of things, you know, all different places in the world. Keep it simple, stupid. IslandPacificGolf.com.
Awesome.
IslandPacificGolf.com. That's where you can find out all about Oliver Oliquiano, president and CEO, Island Pacific Academy. That's, we're talking right now with Oliver. He's U.S. kids coach. You certified top 50 U.S. kids golf instructor, coach for Kamehameha Schools golf team, Kapalama Campus, Titleist Performance Institute certified PGA Game Changer Award recipient, and the Aloha Section PGA Player Development Award recipient. What's a PGA Game Changer?
So to be a game changer, you usually run various programs in your academy or your establishment or facility. So I run PGA Junior League. I think we have the largest PGA Junior League program in the state.
Wow.
And I think we are ranked one of the best quality PGA Junior League operations in the region, which is Arizona, California, and Hawaii. So we got a pretty high ranking and rating for that. But it's just, you know, different programs that we run. I also host the Drive Chip Putt competition.
Wow.
For the qualifier,
yeah,
at Hawaii Prince. So we're trying to make Hawaii Prince really the hub for a lot of the junior programs and host a lot of, you know, we do host a lot of events for OJGA, JGA, and all the other organizations. And but, you know, for my, you know, what's near and dear to my heart is obviously U.S. Kids Golf and PGA Junior League. But, yeah, for someone who revolves around bringing up golf or teaching golf and bringing up golf through youth or youth programs, that's how you become the game changer recipient. So I think I've received that award like four times.
Far out.
In the past. So
I'm so proud of you. You are just amazing. Okay. So let me ask for grown-ups here. Mm-hmm. What's the most often asked question?
How do I fix my slice?
Oh, fix my slice. How do we fix our slice?
Well, I do the extreme, right? So, I mean, I always thought that if you want to fix a slice, you get them to hook, right? You get them to hook first. So it's like the Goldilocks and the Three Bears, right, story, where you got one too hot, one too cold, and one just right.
Yes.
Right? So right now, they're going cold. They're going cold, which is the slice.
Uh-huh.
So I get them to turn hot. I get them to turn hot, which is to turn the toe over and get it to go left, like far left, and hook it. And then we ease off a little bit on the hook, and then all of a sudden you've got a nice straight draw.
Wow!
So yeah, you manage it by just doing little things. And I didn't invent that. I got to learn that from some of the best teachers around us, like Claude Brousseau. I know he's on your show, but he's a good friend and an incredible mentor of mine.
Far out.
And he taught me a lot of these things, and he's fun to learn from. He makes learning fun. So, but yeah, I learned that from him, just to change things up to make it easier for people to understand that, you know, there's a cause and effect of things. So if I if I cause them to hook better, then they'll straighten out their slice.
That's great. That is great. That's, I don't think anybody would have thought that, you know. How do I know that I'm holding the golf club correctly?
Ball should go straight. Cause and effect.
Yes.
No, I mean, you want to make sure that your range of mobility is there.
Mm-hmm.
So as an instructor, those are the things that we look at. We look at your range, you know, different positions of the club. If the position of a club is in the wrong place at any given time on the backswing, you start to look at the fundamentals, which usually we're looking at grip. I mean, are you holding it correctly? Because if it, you know, causes you to be, you know, be positioned to be off at the top, you're like, okay, the hands must be not seated correctly on the grip.
Right.
And so you make that adjustment.
Yes. That's something you'd have to do in person, see? That's why it's important to go to see you. Or see someone.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So I'm just starting out in this game. Should I get a used set of golf clubs or brand new?
I would start with used. I mean, you can take an old 9-iron and a putter and a driver or 7-iron and just start with that. You just need to learn the basic fundamentals on how to make good connection through the impact zone and then build it from there. So it's building blocks, right? You start with short chips and then you graduate to pitch shots and then you then mold the full swing and eventually you'll have it. And you start with a pitching wedge first and move to the 7-iron and then eventually the driver.
Oh my goodness gracious. We're running out of time, Oliver. I have to close
the
show.
I really about some of the cool things that are happening at our location that's going to be real beneficial to those that are learning, especially for the first time when they want to get on the course, which is at Hawaii Prince. They did a really phenomenal job of developing an integrated par 3 course, which I use a lot for my students and my beginner players. So the course is, you know, shrunk down to where you're playing par 3s like 115 yards or 70 yards or 150-yard par 3. I think the longest might be 205 yards, but it's a great way to challenge the beginner golfers or even the advanced golfers that want to work on their approach shots.
Right on.
So that's really good. And with their come honor rates, you can go and play 9 holes, you know, relatively inexpensive in the afternoon and be done with it in an hour and a half, which is great.
Oliver, do you want to be on next week? Because I really have to thank the people who make this show possible.
Yeah, of course. No problem.
Come back next week. There's so much information here that I didn't even cover. And then you tell me what you want to talk about. That would be awesome.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah, you know, I just lost my mind there for a while. Thank you. I was having so much fun talking with you. Okay. Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show is brought to you by... Yes, Newtown Driving Range. Warm up before your round or wind down after work. The Newtown Range, operated by the Casey Nakama Golf Group. You got good golf, good food, and good fun. It's Aloha Power's week-long celebration. Work smarter, faster, easier with our riding and walking mowers, chainsaws, weed whackers, yeah, a whole lot more. Maruyama is on sale up to 25% off. Get yours today at Aloha Power Equipment. Open Monday through Saturday. They're in Iwile, next to the Costco gas station, and in Waipahu. And the Aloha Section PGA, teach your children to play golf. It's the gift that lasts forever. For self, for health, for friendship, family, go golf. You'd be surprised how many times somebody in business will say, hey, you want to go play a round of golf? And, you know, the person who doesn't know a thing about it is mortified because there's nothing better they'd like to do. You know, sure beats going out and getting... you know, something to drink. Claude Brousseau, Master PGA Teaching Professional at the Wailea Golf Academy. Thank you, Claude. And the Honolulu Sign Company. They brand banks and shopping centers and businesses and hotels, and they've been doing it since 1939. You know, You can't find what you're looking for without a sign. So put a sign up so I can see you. Indeed. And thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. And you can, of course, learn where the sweet spot is by going to see one of the many wonderful Oliver Oliquiano, Claude Brousseau instructors in Hawaii. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2025.